Identifying oneself as either a bully or victim is associated with dropping out of school and a host of other negative consequences, according to the National Association of School Psychologists. Students who are gay or appear to be too masculine or feminine are often the targets of harassment and bullying. Strong policies against bullying and a school environment of tolerance can make all the difference. Gay-straight alliances, or GSAs, have been organized in high schools around the country to advocate for needed change and offer support. One of the strongest local chapters is at Pike High School. Senior Charles found Pike's GSA as a place of refuge.
When I first moved up here and stuff, a lot of people would question if I was gay, or like at least bisexual, and they would just pretty much make fun of me. So one of my friends referred me to GSA.
Charles says knowing who truly supports you is difficult sometimes.
Even though if you have some friends that accept you and stuff, then you always have a couple of those friends that you're not really sure about because they're backstabbers and they want to start rumors about you. And it's actually happened to me a couple of times.
Jake, another senior at Pike's GSA, believes that family attitudes influence behaviors.
Mostly in this generation, it's not coming from other kids, this negativity. It's coming from parents a lot of the time that are not willing to accept that their child is homosexual. And a lot of the time, their families ostracize them because of it. And it's hard because coming out to your parents is a really hard thing to do. And if they reject you for that, you don't really have anywhere you can go. And that's a big part of what GSA is for a lot of people, is it's a place that they can go to be comfortable.
Bree, a senior at Pike, says the harassment starts before kids get to high school.
It depends on the middle school, honestly, but usually they had a really, really rough time at their middle school and being teased and bullied a lot. And then 82% of the time, it's usually that they come to Pike and it's a lot more open and they can be themselves.
Pike senior Maddie theorizes those who are bullied are nearly invisible to other students because they're usually quiet.
It's so easy for them to slip through the cracks, and it's just a new empty desk in a classroom, and you don't think about it that much. It might be like, oh, where was that one? Where have they been? That person whose name I can't remember.
She's relieved that Pike High School actively supports their gay-straight alliance.
The administration has made it very clear. They've actually sent people down to talk to GSA saying, we can't do anything if you don't tell us. If something happens, please come to us. Bullying's not okay, ever.
All of the students agree that their GSA chapter makes their school safer and more tolerant. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.